They have it. A quarterback sneak here and able to get the football back is Lauro.
Well, I don't think Cluley was expecting the snap, and the center snapped it early. A lot of times that is just a little tap play, a little goose play. You tap the center, and he snaps it. But that time, center a little bit early, and Cluley never did get his hands on it. Squirted back about 4 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Wall lucky to get it back.
Loss of four on the play brings up second down and goal from just outside the five-yard line. Here's the give to Lauro, trying to pick a spot off the left side, getting back much of what Wall just lost. It'll be third and goal from the two.
Again, Matt, as you called before, give some credit to Armando from Manasquan, who hustled back to make that touchdown-saving tackle at the half-yard line. Otherwise, this drive would be over and Wall would be up 14-0. So if Manasquan could come up big there on this third and two, might hold him to three.
Third and goal from the two-yard line. Same look, wishbone attack. Three backs in the backfield. This time it will be Giuliano. Manasquan there and able to stack up Giuliano before he can get in. McNamara and Miller combining on the stop, and it is fourth and goal now from Wall. Ed, give me a spot. Still about the two-yard line?
I would say the two-yard line, a good 2 yards. They're going to use a timeout, Matt.
Wall going to knock this one over. Think about maybe going for it. And with that, we'll step out and take a quick break as well. 10:15 to play here in the opening half. 7, Manasquan nothing. We're back in 30 seconds with more high school football on the Shore Sports Network.
Extraordinary community banking. That's what you'll find at Ocean First. Hi, I'm Vito Nardelli, president of Ocean First Bank, where we've been taking care of our customers throughout the Jersey Shore community for over 100 years. For generations of local families, for our neighborhood businesses, since 1902, it's what we do. Extraordinary community banking.
Call 1-888-OCEAN-33 or go to oceanfirst.com. Ocean First Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, equal opportunity lender.
You're listening to High School Football on Good Time Oldies, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
Regular offense.
Back here from the home of the Crimson Knights, 10:15 to go in the opening half. It is Wall 7, Manasquan nothing. Fourth down here and goal from about the two-yard line. Wall has used one of their timeouts to talk over whether or not they will kick or go for it. And as we've been kind of eyeballing it, it appears as if they will go for it.
Yeah, a lot of discussion in the huddle. No block on the field, so Wall will attempt to push it in here. It'll be curious whether they stay with their bone. They are staying with their bone. Wishbone, look, solid backfield, two tight ends.
Cluley up under center. Fourth down and goal from the two-yard line. Manasquan showing pressure. Cluley will snap it, and a flag came out.
Yeah, it's got to be procedure.
It's going to have to be, and I think this may take the decision away.
Yeah, here comes the kick team.
Yep, and on what will be a 5-yard penalty and fourth and goal from the 7, the decision made for Chris Barnes, they will kick a field goal.
Well, you have to give, again, credit to Manasquan for holding them to a try for a field goal here with that touchdown-saving tackle by Armando. Great hustle. Things like that win football games. That's why this team is 9-1. I think that first drive by Wall has, woken up the Warriors.
Mulholland will spot it from the 14-yard line, we'll call it, a 24-yard attempt for Tyler Block. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up. It has the distance, and it is dead on through the uprights. 24-yard field goal, 4 Block. Wall 10, Manasquan nothing with 10:06 to go in this first half. We'll keep it here as teams will trade special teams units. So not really, Ed, what Wall would have wanted when you have it first and goal, certainly from inside your own 1-yard line. You got to figure out a way to get 7 and not 3. But at 10-0, they have come out here with a pretty good game plan.
Yeah, they certainly have. And to jump on the Warriors real quick, get up 2 scores Going to make it tough for the Manasquan team to come back on this one, but they are obviously very capable offensively. Asbury Park has gotten on the board, went for two, and made it. So it is 22-14 Neptune in the second quarter. Middletown South still leads it 7-0 over Middletown North. And Point Borough is up by a touchdown, 14-7.
One more score to pass along also. Actually, two more scores. Toms River East leading Toms River North 9-0. And at the half, Ocean leading Monmouth Regional 20-13. Busy, busy weekend of high school activity. Some of the games got up and underway last night. Some more tomorrow, and one lone game on Saturday. 10:06 to go here in the first half. Block getting set to step into it. Short little pooch kick will be fielded coming forward for Armando. At the 30-yard line, Armando able to slip forward, take it out over the 35 to about the 38-yard line, where it'll be first down and 10 for Manasquan. Such a different-looking team had this Manasquan side offensively. With the spread kind of offense, didn't really run the football in that opening drive.
Well, it's going to be interesting, Matt, what they decide to do next year when Sato is gone. He's been their quarterback for 3 years, and they've progressed each year. It's going to be interesting to see what offense they run next year.
Going to stay here with an empty backfield look. Man in motion is Armando. Wants to throw it. Halfback pass, and this one incomplete. Good coverage down the field by Mike Russo. The intended receiver was Joe Fitton. Ball kind of hung up on there a bit by Armando. And it'll bring up second and 10.
Well, they were in an unbalanced look, Matt, to the right. They were loaded up on the right side. They ran jet sweep to the right, and he just dropped back and did not throw a very pretty pass. Good job by Wall not being fooled on that one.
Clock stopped with 9:50 to go. Four-man front here for Wall. Sato again wants to throw. He'll tuck it and run this time. Quarterback draw. And uses that big frame to pick up about 9.5 yards. Tackle made down the field by Waters.
Boy, I just really think that both of these quarterbacks mirror themselves. Very similar in stature, very similar in carrying the football, very similar throwing the football.
Funny to think one will be playing college football next year and one will be focusing on baseball. Sato, talented baseball player. He has already signed at Monmouth, which, interestingly enough, one of the schools that is very interested in Cooley on the gridiron.
That'd be interesting if they both end up at Monmouth University, and that was a first down. Sato picked up on his carry. So that's an important first down for Manasquan as they keep this drive going. They've got to try and get on the board with this only the second time they've had the football.
Squan will come right to the line here. Trips off to the right. Single man back to the left. Option pitch to the outside. McNamara weaving his way through the Wall defense. Stacked up at the 50-yard line. Ball popped out. And McNamara able to scoop it back up and run off the right side. There are flags that have been thrown.
And thrown very early on the play, Matt. That's definitely coming back.
That's going to be a hold. I think it's a hold, Ed. It's going to be a hold on. No, you're all right.
Yeah, block
in the back. On Manasquan, thrown at the Wall 49. This will back the football up 10 yards. It is a spot foul, so it will go back to the Manasquan 41-yard line, where it will be first and long with 9:14 to go in the second quarter.
So tempting for that wide receiver on that crack block to keep his head in front. Most of the time they don't do it, and that's when you get your block in the back.
Single back behind Sato is Murphy. Four wide into the game. Reverse look here. The carry will go for Fitton, stretching it out, and tackled in the open field by Bauman Blitt. We've seen a lot of little wrinkles to this offense today, Ed.
Yeah, I saw the game against Mattawan last Saturday. Didn't see any of these plays right here, so seemed like in that short preparation time, they put in a couple of wide reverses that, again, I did not see last week against probably the quicker Mattawan team.
Sato again from the shotgun. has McNamara to his left, trips off to the left, single man back to the right, wants to throw, has time, going deep down the field. This one will be deflected away. Good coverage by Russo again. We have seen a couple of nice plays for him. The intended wide receiver was Tyler Dwyer.
Well, Matt Russo was given up, what, about 8 inches on that one? And it was a great throw by Sato. Russo, a tremendous play from the secondary.
Manasquan will change a couple of players. Coming back into the game here is Murphy, among others. Trips to the left, twins back to the right. Sato, again, quarterback draw, trying to pick his way forward. He'll get into wall territory, but as he is tackled by Russo, shy of the first down, it's fourth down and a long three, and you would think punt here for Manasquan. Sato doubles as the punter, so he will obviously stay on.
I don't know, Matt. They may be thinking about going for this. It is Thanksgiving, the last football game. Send in their all their wide receivers came from the sideline.
Looks as if you are right, Ed. They will go for it, at least come to the line.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe try to draw wall offsides. Fourth down here and three. No, quick snap. Sato wanting to throw. Flush in the pocket, rolling off to his right. Looking into the flat, deflected down by Mulholland. Manasquan had a man in the flat. It was Armando, but Sato could not get it up over the top of the senior corner, Connor Mulholland. And Wall will take over on downs and have it first and 10 from their own 46-yard line.
Yeah, tough decision by Manasquan. Wall comes up big. Mulholland with the good elevation knocks Sato's pass down to the ground, and Wall takes over in good field position. 7:35 left till halftime, Matt. Quick moving.
10-0 the score. I formation look here. The carry is for Lauro, who will fall forward, pick up about three, bring up a second and 7.
Is that the one carry for the off back, Matt, that we'll see today?
We don't see too many of them, do
maybe,
we?
Maybe one per half.
What do they say? Keep the defense on us, right?
I guess so.
Wall will stick with an eye look here. Gardner, the tight end, to the left. Mulholland to the right. And Paytas in the slot to the right. Cluely, little play action, wants to throw. In the flat, finds Lauro, who will make the catch. Upended at the 49-yard line. Tackle by McMahon. It'll leave Wall with the third down at just about 5.
Yeah, a little flood pattern. And he had a couple of receivers to choose. Chose the short one for just a couple of yards.
Lauro will check out. Look maybe for Gardner here on third down and 5. He will stand up as a slot receiver to the right. He and Paytas in that direction. Petita and Mulholland off to the left. It will be Cluely to call his own number. Looking for the first down on a quarterback draw. Not close to it. He is hit about 3 yards down the field. Ed McGrady on the tackle. Wall here with a fourth down and 2. I would say a bit of a decision, but it's quickly been made. And Steve Cluely, who doubles as the punter like Sato does, will stay on and look to pin Manasquan back deep if he can.
Well, if you ever have a fake in, this would be the opportunity to run a fake right here.
That's what they say, right? Your side of the 50-yard line and with a lead.
And a short 2 yards, and you got your best athlete handling the punt.
Mulholland is the up back. Cluely about 15 yards back, deep. Whistle has come. Delay of game, perhaps, for Wall. It is.
Yes, it is. Wow.
Gonna
did
back
not
him
see
up,
that coming.
Back him up 5 yards.
I don't know. I think they might have heard a whistle in the stands.
Chris Barnes looking for an explanation from the referee crew with 5:20 to go. Back deep for Manasquan awaiting the kick here. His number 23, Kiernan.
Either that or they're going to – I don't know what that signal is, Matt.
He is a sophomore, and Armando back deep. They're trying to figure out – somebody did blow a whistle in the crowd, but it is a delay of game. Nonetheless, it'll back up 5 yards, assuming Manasquan takes the penalty, and why wouldn't they?
Well, I'm confused. You know, I think they were talking about a whistle. Too deep for Manasquan here.
Armando one, Preston the other. Fourth down and long for a walk. Lulley, end over end kick, angled towards the sideline. It will take a bounce. Looks to be down inside the 15-yard line. So Manasquan pinned back pretty deep. And with 5:10 to go in the opening half, Wall maintaining a 10-0 advantage.
Nice job that time by Morgan Springle on the sidelines for the Wall cheerleaders. Picked off that punt. Good athletic blood, Springle family.
Sure is. Sato here on first down 10 for Manasquan. Pitches it to the outside. McNamara with some running room off the right side. Russo there to make the tackle. The 26-yard line, that one will go. And it will leave Manasquan with a second down and two.
Well, kind of surprised, Matt, the way this one is going along here. You know, Wall again has been giving up yards and points by the bushel full here, and Manasquan unable to get on the board so far.
Warriors will stay with a single back in the backfield with Sato. Three receivers come to the left. One back to the right. Sato will give it to Murphy. Little draw play. Murphy will have the first down. Stays on his feet out over the 35-yard line. Good second effort will take him to the 36 on a gain of just about 11 for Murphy. I think important here, Ed, as you mentioned, Manasquan has kind of struggled offensively to put together any kind of drive to figure something out before the end of the first half.
Clock factor now at the end of this half.
Option look off the right side. Sato will keep it and will run into Matt McDonough at the 40-yard line. A flag will come out.
Late. I think that was late.
It's thrown by the referee, Bob Phillips. And this is going to be personal foul against Manasquan.
Yeah, after the tackle, one of the big linemen sort of gave an extra push to get his man off of Sato. Dead ball foul.
Interestingly enough, Ed, as I was told by Sammy Rayner, buddy, is the clock operator up here today. This crew worked at this game last year, the Wall Manasquan game. And they get it again for a second consecutive year.
Yeah, that was a dead ball foul, Matt, so it will be second down. Manasquan will use a timeout here.
3:54 to go in the second quarter. Wall 10, Manasquan nothing. We step out for 30 seconds. Remind you that on Thanksgiving morning, you are listening to High School Football on the Shore Sports Network.
IHOP, a family restaurant, is celebrating over 50 years of goodness. You'll enjoy breakfast, lunch, and dinner with experienced chefs, friendly managers, and great food. What else could you want for a great dining experience? Stop in and visit before or after your high school football game. IHOP in Toms River at 178 Route 37 East, at 941 Route 37 West, or on Route 72 in Manahawkin in the Stafford Square Mall. IHOP. Come hungry, leave happy.
Now, back to high school football on Good Times and Great Oldies. WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
Matt Harmon and Star Luca back here on the Shore Sports Network. Our thanks and appreciation to our two other members of our broadcast crew, Brad Buriscano here, our on-site engineer, and of course, Frank Costantino, our main guy back in the studios today of 1160, 1310 a.m. Broadcasted worldwide at SureSportsNetwork.com. Manasquan here with a second down and 20.
You think it's the head?
They will open it up with a three wide receiver set. Tight end to the right, single back to Marisado, wanting to throw. In trouble, and will get sacked. Credited for Derek Gardner, the senior two-way player for Wall. Tight end, defensive end. Has looks from schools like Colgate and Fordham. And showing some good pressure there. Loss on the play will pin Manasquan back inside their own 20-yard line. And set up here a third down in the old country mile. Sato from the shotgun trips off to his right. Two back to the left. Will put Murphy in motion. Put jet sweep around the right side. Wall again reading it beautifully. And Matt McDonald will make the tackle in the back. Manasquan going backwards on just about every play there in that three down set. And on fourth down and long, they will punt it away. With his own end zone behind him. Looks like Chris Barnes wants to take a timeout here and sets thing up. Perhaps maybe a punt block would be a good time for Wall to think about putting some pressure on. Check in and see if we can give you any scores here. You haven't heard Ed in the last couple minutes, working through a technical issue down on the field with him. So hopefully he will rejoin me in just a second. Point Barrow leads Central Regional by a score of 14-0 in last game was in the second quarter. I would imagine most of the games that started in that 10, 11 o'clock area, close to where we are. One game that skipped ahead. I believe this one started at 10 a.m. Barnegat up 56-0 on Pinelands. Colts Neck leading Howe 27-7. Let's get an update in that Point Barrow game as well. Now 17-7 Point Barrow leads. Central, that is where we are at with our latest updates in our games around the short conference area. Monmouth University basketball returning to the airwaves of the Shore Sports Network tomorrow night as the Hawks will be down in Tennessee to take on Vandy. I'll join Eddie Acapinti for the broadcast with a local time start right around 10 p.m. Sato line up for the punt here. Russo back deep for Wall. Standing right near midfield. Good snap. Here comes the pressure. And Sato able to get it away. Bounces at the Manasquan 45-yard line and will be down by McMahon at the Big Blue 42. So a short field to work with here for Wall. They have it with 2:35 to go in the opening half. They lead it 10-0 and trying to add on some more. And only 42 yards away from doing just that. Pooley will come on here with the play call from the line of scrimmage. Player that Chris Barnes, who has had good quarterbacks here at Wall, has nothing but tremendous things to say about. I formation look, Giuliano and Hetzel form that tandem split wide receiver set. And Cluley with a three-step drop. Little draw play. It will be Giuliano to take it. Stacked up at the 41-yard line. A gain of just about one. We'll bring up a second down and 9.
Okay, Matt, we're back up here. Technical microphone fixed. You got me?
I do.
Okie doke. 2:07 in running here. 10-0 Wall.
Mulholland splitting out to the left. Petita and Paytas come to the right. Cluley wanted to throw. Under pressure. Stands in the pocket but cannot get the football in the way this time. Blitz from the outside linebacker. Cody McNamara comes at a good time for Manasquan and will pin Wall back in the Manasquan 48. So a loss there of just about 7 will bring up a third down and long.
Yeah, I think it's important for Manasquan to keep Wall out of the end zone here at the end of this half. Don't want to fall by 3 scores. 10-0 is doable in the second half.
Couldn't agree with you more, Ed, with trips off to the right. has time. Plenty of time. Finds a man. It's Mulholland to make the catch. The question will be the spot of the ball. Looks like it's going to be enough for a first down, down to about the 31-yard line.
That's going to be right on the line, Matt.
Vardy moved it.
Wow.
Vardy moved the chains and sent it up first down and 10 here for Wall with now 60 seconds and rolling.
Well, I thought that was close enough for a measurement.
Gardner going to change spots, go tight end to the left. Twins off to the left side. Mulholland single man back to the right. Cooley wants to throw again. We'll go down over the middle. Had Gardner open, but threw it past him just a bit. He'll go as an incompletion. Stop the clock with 43 seconds. Second down and 10.
Boy, Gardner's got some good size for a tight end. Prototypical tight end. Big, strong, wide open over the middle of the field there. Clearly just missed him.
Sure, if you heard it before, Ed, when you were dealing with your headphone issues, player that well thought of has schools like Colgate and Fordham looking at him. He's good size at that tight end spot. Splits this time to the right side of the formation. 6'2", 220 pounds. Cluely wanting to throw. Goes over the middle again. Mulholland will make the catch inside the 15-yard line. Fall down to 10. Clock is stopped now as they move the chains with 40 seconds. And now it has restarted. Wall looking to the sideline. Cluely wants the play, and Chris Barnes will say timeout. Wasted a couple of seconds there. Now they won't use the timeout. Cluely wanting to throw. Flips out. Petita makes the catch inside the 8-yard line.
No timeouts, Matt, for Wall. None left.
That's correct. They got a spiked football here. Got to get to the line. They have wasted a lot of time here. Have 42 seconds. Now we're down to 12. Cluely will come to the line, get the football, spike it with 8 seconds left.
They're not going to take any chances, Matt. They're going to go for the three right here. I might give it one more shot with a third down.
I think so, too, Ed.
But doesn't look like it.
Quick little fade pattern, maybe?
Yeah, I agree. I think 8 seconds is plenty of time to get a playoff. Of course, you risk if it's in the play of field as the half runs out, but they're going to try to get three more on the board.
This one spotted from the 13-yard line. 23-yard attempt from Block. He will angle this one up, and it is good. Will take us also almost to the end of the first half. 0.7 up on the clock, so Wall will have to kick. Tyler Block with a 23-yard field goal, and now they will say that has brought us to the end of the first half.